Praise God. I thought I had more scriptures than this, but I think I only have two, three. Praise God. I'm pretty sure I can extend it. Praise God. Amen. While he's going around collecting the offering and tithes, let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. She's saying yay and amen. Praise God. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. If you're there, say amen. I'm just going to read it through. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. And their word will eat as doth a canker. A canker is a sore, fever blister, some people call it, but it was an old word for cancer. Of whom is Hymenaeus and Philetus, who concerning the truth have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal, the seal of the Holy Ghost. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Praise God. Can we put our Bibles down? Let's just pray. Lord God, we thank you tonight for your word, oh God. We're praying that you send healing tonight. A spiritual healing in our soul, a spiritual healing in our sanctuary, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus. Clap your hands as you're seated. Praise God. I was thinking, how many here are sick and tired of being sick? How many here get sick and tired of getting sick? If you're sick of getting sick, praise God. And what I want to talk about is a spiritually healthy church. Praise God. We need a healthy church. How many of you understand what I'm talking about? Praise God. Our children, amen, when they're born, amen, they're vaccinated for everything. They're vaccinated for smallpox, chickenpox, polio, and I don't know what else. But they're always getting shots and they're getting vaccine. They're vaccinated during the cold weathers. People get the flu shot. Amen, as a vaccination, praise God. You're trying to prevent your child, amen, from getting sick, praise God. And what happens is when there is sin in the church or in an individual's life, because everybody's going to give an account for yourself. You're not going to give an account for the church. You're going to give an account for what you do, even if it is against the church. Praise God. And he says here, study to show thyself approved unto God. We need to read the word of God. How many know that? We all need. This is not just for preachers, teachers, evangelists, prophets, and apostles. This is for all of us. We all need to get into the word of God and get it for ourselves. Praise God. Amen. A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Show thyself approved unto God. Now we're going to do it to learn and to approve. I'm not trying to please you, to surprise you, amen, to entertain you, amen, as to how much word of God I know. Amen. I'm learning the word of God for me. If any man be righteous, he is righteous for himself. Amen. My righteousness, amen, that which is of God, is going to profit me. My righteousness is not going to profit you. You got to work out your own salvation. Praise God. Amen. So when we study the word of God, I am not here to try to impress anybody. amen, with the word of God. Amen. Now, don't get me wrong. We need teachers. We need preachers. We need evangelists. But we all need to read the word of God for ourselves. Everybody understand what I'm talking about? But then it goes on to say, but shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. That's just foolish talking, idle talking. Sometimes we just talk just because we want to talk. Praise God. It's okay to keep our mouth shut. The word of God says, amen, that a fool, when he holds his peace, is counted as wise. When a foolish person just shuts his mouth, God is saying, man, that's a wise guy. I was listening to, I like to listen sometimes to philosophers, listen to their sayings. Some of their sayings make a lot of sense. Praise God. And one of them said, it puts it like this, a person only speaks because he wants to be heard. A fool speaks because he wants to be heard. A wise man speaks because he has something to say. There's a difference. Just talking because you want people to hear you is not profiting anybody. But a wise man, when he speaks, it's because he has something to say. A fool just speaks because he wants to say something. Praise God. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? And right here it's saying, shun profane and vain babbling, because it's going to go to more ungodliness. When you, in the book of Ecclesiastes, it says, in a multitude of dreams, in a multitude of words, are much vanities. There are a bunch of vain things that we say that don't edify. Amen. They don't minister grace, and it doesn't minister faith. What it does when we're just talking foolishness, it's to the subverting of the hearers. Praise God. And when we're around people that don't have God, don't know God, like we do, if you have the gift of the Holy Ghost, amen, everything that we say and the way we conduct ourselves will make a big difference in that individual's life. Praise God. Does everybody understand what I'm saying? And I'm talking about being healthy. Right here it says, and their word will eat as doth a canker. A canker is a cancer. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes, and I'm not a medical expert, but I've been around long enough to know what it does. Amen. You know, being around 61 years, you've seen something. Praise God. Amen. Sometimes it'll start off with just a little sore, if you will, and it goes unattended, and then that sore gets bigger, and then it goes and grows roots all around internally, and then cancer, it spreads. Amen. It spreads until it starts devouring and killing the organs inside, and the end of that is death. That's what sin does. Just as cancer destroys the body, sin destroys the soul. It may start off a little bit, but it grows. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. I don't want you to misunderstand me. My uncle, I remember on his big toe, he had a sore. Never took care of it. He would get his knife and pick at it on his big toe. Praise God. He was an alcoholic. He liked to drink. Amen. He was a diabetic. And I remember he picking at his big toe. And then it got so bad that they cut off his big toe. But he kept drinking. He kept poisoning himself. Praise God. Many times the doctors will tell us what to do, what not to do. And more than likely, if we follow their instructions, it's probably going to be all right physically, right? The word of God tells us how to live, how not to live. And if we follow God's instructions, it's probably going to be all right with us, spiritually speaking. Well, my uncle, he didn't pay attention. Praise God, he got glaucoma. He got diabetes. He got glaucoma. They operated on his eyes. I was there, had to take, took him. Praise God. And then it got worse. He still kept doing what he wanted to do. So they amputated his other leg all the way up high. So he lost the leg. Praise God. He still didn't want to listen. They amputated his other leg. He was sitting on a wheelchair, a stump, if you will. Not very much longer, he got a stroke and died. That is on the natural side. That is on the natural side. Praise God. There are some doctors, there are some physicians. Now, don't get me wrong, we know that Jesus Christ is the greatest physician. But there are, and we've got people here that are in the medical field, praise God, amen, that there are certain things you don't do to your body. Praise God. There are certain things that you do, amen, to prevent things from happening. Praise God. That is the word. The word of God, amen, is like a medicine. How is it a medicine? When you have a merry heart, when you rejoice in the word of God, the word of God tells us that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. It is physically beneficial to us. But sin, praise God. And I wrote some things here. Praise God. Now, talking about, right here is talking about vain babbling. Let your words be few mixed with faith. How many want to speak faith into the lives of people? That minister grace unto the hearers. Foolishness, stupidity, arrogance, prideful words with an offensive agenda will eat you up like a cancer and those that listen to you. If you have an offensive agenda, amen, and that's why you're speaking the way you're speaking, you're wrong. If we're going to call upon the name of Jesus Christ, let's continue reading here where it says, who concerning the faith have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, overthrow the faith of some. Amen. I don't want to be a deterrent to people coming to God. I don't want to deter people from coming to God. I want to be an example, and I want to speak encouraging words. And I also want to be an example and speak encouraging words to those that are already in the church. Praise God. Because we all need to make it together. Amen. It's not going to be just one going into heaven. There's a great multitude that are going. Praise God. It says, who concerning the faith, concerning the truth, have erred, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some. Praise God. I don't want to be a hindrance to anybody's faith. Amen. If somebody's going to believe something, well, praise God, if it makes sense. Everybody, puppies and kittens don't go to heaven. Sorry. They don't have a soul. Now, I know people love their birds and people love their cats, their dogs, their monkeys. Praise God. But only man has a soul. Praise God. Now, I don't want, if you believing in something, if you're believing in something, amen, I want to believe with you. You know the word, Jesus himself said, we're two or three. We can have a great congregation, but all it takes is just two or three to agree on something, and God will make it come to pass if we believe, calling on the name of Jesus Christ. You know why? Because not everybody in the congregation wants to believe. Praise God. Amen. It's hard. Amen. We need a healthy church. And you know what? A healthy church, a healthy body does not fight against itself. Everybody understand what I'm talking about? The body, when it's infected with something, it has an immune system. And that immune system will fight bacteria, viruses, you know, with high fever or whatever, with having to go to the restroom a lot or vomiting out. The body is defending itself, getting rid of whatever has gone in the body. You know what? And that's what we need to do. We need to cast out everything in our lives, amen, that's going to infect our church, that's going to infect us spiritually. Praise God. Amen. And then it goes on to say, nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure. How many know that we have a sure foundation? The foundation of the apostles and prophets and Jesus Christ being the chief cornerstone. The Lord knoweth them that are his, and let everyone that nameth the name of Christ depart from iniquity. If we're going to call upon the name of Jesus Christ, we need to be right. We need to be right. Praise God. We need to have the righteousness of God. Amen. Through the Holy Ghost. Praise God. And if we're not, we need to repent. Praise God. We just need to repent and get right with God. Not only get right with God, get right with your brother and sisters. If you've got animosity, guess what? One with another, you're both going to hell. Because you're both wrong. I'm right, they're wrong. No, they're wrong, I'm right. Praise God. Amen. Why don't we just both get right? God, forgive us. Praise God. Amen. This is one thing I learned. I don't have to make somebody look bad to make myself look good. Don't ever do that. Don't ever try to make someone look bad just so that you could look good. Praise God. I don't measure myself or compare myself to anybody. I compare to myself to myself. I look at where I can improve in my life. Am I praying? Am I reading my Bible? Am I fasting? Am I telling people about Jesus? How many people have you talked to about Jesus? How many people have you gone out and witnessed to, or even at the store, invited somebody and let them know about Jesus? We're always talking about it, but are we doing it? How many of us are willing to go out of our way to go and, this is what I always say, if you need a ride, let me know, I'll come pick you up. How many of us are willing to go out of our way, not only invite them, but go and pick them up and bring them to church if they want to? Praise God. How many here are willing to sacrifice their own personal time to go and look for the lost? Talk about laborers. You know, we always preaching the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. That's laboring, going out there. Praise God. Amen. When you labor in the field, and I worked in a lot of fields, it's work. It is work. In the San Joaquin Valley, chopping cotton, picking tomatoes, picking melons, packing asparagus, working in the fields is work. It's labor. It's not easy. Praise God. You're sweating, you're hungry, and you only get 30 minutes for a lunch break, maybe 15-minute break, but it's work. Praise God. Amen. Jesus said, lift up your eyes. The fields are ready for harvest. How many know that there's souls out there, amen, that are ready to hear the word of God? Lost in sin. Praise God. I'm talking about a healthy church. We need a healthy church. We don't want a church that's contaminated with diseases. Praise God. We're always protective. Oh, they got a flu. They got COVID. They've got this sickness, that sickness. They got, what's the other one? Strep throat. You know, we're protective. We don't want our kids to get sick. Praise God. Amen. If we were as concerned with our soul being contaminated with sin, praise God. Wash your hands, cleanse your hands, sterilize your hands. Praise God. If we were as concerned with our souls as we are with our
natural bodies. And don't get me wrong, we need to be concerned with our bodies. We need to take care of our bodies, especially if you have the Holy Ghost. This is the temple of God. We need to nourish it
and take care of it. Praise God. But our souls also need nourishing and caring. Praise God. A person with a low immune system is subject to all germs and viruses that weaken and destroy the body, and eventually that person's going to die. You know, you got a low immune system, you're going to catch everything that's out there. Praise God. If we do not have spiritual godliness and are not filled with the Holy Ghost, our spiritual life is subject to become victims of every vile and unclean spirit that will ultimately lead to the destruction of our souls. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. If we have the Holy Ghost and we're living right, devils have no power over you. But when we start slacking off, when you start slacking on your godly living, you're given occasion and you're given opportunity. The Word of God says, make no provisions for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Praise God. Amen. Get rid of everything. Everything that's going to contaminate the soul. We need a healthy church. Praise God. Amen. And one of them is just babbling and talking. Blah, 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 blah. You know, in churches, it's not because somebody slapped somebody. No, don't get me wrong. I've seen that. I've seen them fist fight and all that. But normally, it's because they open their mouth and are talking and arguing. Because one wants to be right, one wants to be wrong. And I've seen it here. The worst thing that it can come from is from the congregation to the pulpit, from the pulpit to the congregation. Praise God. I've seen it several churches, not just here. I've seen it in several churches. Praise God. I remember this one guy, Louisiana. He's a multimillionaire. Usually they're rich. Amen. Wanted to be in charge. I was preaching. He'd stand up, make a comment. I didn't say anything. I waited till after church. And I talked to him about that comment he made. And I gave him a Bible study on it because I guess he thought he knew everything. Amen. But I didn't do it in the front. You know what? Preachers, don't ever let anybody interrupt your preaching. You just rebuke them. They're either going to heed or not. Most of the time, what they're going to do, I've seen it, they'll get up and walk out. They'll leave. Praise God. But preachers, it's hard. It's hard. You just need to stay there. Just stay there and don't yield to foolishness. And if you've got the power of the Holy Ghost, the anointing of God, the anointing is going to break that yoke. The Spirit of God. Praise God. I've said this many times. I'm not going to validate myself. I don't have to validate myself. God will validate me. Amen. If I'm doing right. Praise God. I hope we're doing right. We need a healthy church. We need a healthy church. And that's what I want to talk about. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11. Like I said, I didn't have Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 11. If you're there, say amen. It says, now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Now, right here, the chastening, it's talking about getting children getting whippings for doing something bad, getting a spanking, if you will. And God does the same thing to his people. How many know that? God corrects us. And you know what? God is going to get you where it hurts. Praise God. Amen. The word of God says that a man will bear the infirmity, the afflictions of his own afflictions. But a broken spirit, who can bear? When God gets you to where it hurts your soul, where it just breaks you down and, oh, God, forgive me, I'm sorry. Amen. Where you actually get a pain in your heart or in your side and you know you're wrong. God, forgive me. Take this pain away. Take this miss. God, help me. I'm sorry. No chastisement or no correction, no reprimand. And the word of God, how many know that the word of God corrects us? The word of God reprimands us. And sometimes it rebukes us so that we aren't lost. That's why God does it. God corrects us because he wants us to be saved. Then he goes on. Now, we're still talking about a healthy church. It says, wherefore, lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Praise God. If the Lord is your strength, if God is your strength, we need to lift up our hands. How many here can lift? When the word of God says lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubt. If the preacher was saying, let's all just lift up our holy hands. Can we lift up our hands right now to the Lord? Praise God. Amen. Without wrath, without doubt. Praise God. And that's what he's saying. Those feeble hands, those weak hands that are hanging down. Amen. One thing I don't want to be is weak. I don't want to be weak physically, and I don't want to be weak spiritually. Amen. Physically, I do the best that I can. Word of God says that physical exercise or bodily exercise profiteth little. Praise God. So I do a little bit of bodily exercise, maybe some push-ups, some curls. I got a 45-pound bar dumbbell that I curl. Amen. I try to stay physically fit as much as I can. I try to eat right. Amen. Amen. Sometimes I eat junk, and I know I'm not supposed to eat junk. Praise God. I know some of you eat junk too, junk food junkies. Praise God. But I try to be physically fit as much as I can. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to be feeble, but it says, wherefore lift up your hands which hang down and the feeble knees. That means you got some weak knees. They're feeble. They're weak. But if the Lord is our strength, how many here claim that the Lord is your strength? Amen. Praise God. If the Lord is your strength, praise God. Then he goes on to say, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. If the Lord is your strength, lift up your hands, strengthen your knees, make a straight path for your life. Don't live a lame spiritual life. Right here it says that lest that which is lame be turned out of the way. If you're living a lame spiritual life, guess what? You're going to get turned back. I want to make it. I want to go in. I want to walk in. When he says, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. I want to walk in. Praise God. Amen. I want to be strong in the faith. I want to be like Abraham. I want to be strong in the faith. Amen. I don't want to be weak. Praise God. Amen. I don't want to stagger at the promises of God because my knees, my spiritual life is weak. It says that Abraham staggered not at the promises of God, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Amen. We need to be strong in faith. God is not coming after a sick church. Praise God. He's coming back for a healthy church. Praise God. Amen. Are you talking about the congregation? I'm talking about individuals. Your body is the temple of the living God. We need to take care of it. Amen. Well, brother, I pray. I fast. Amen. We need to consecrate ourselves. We need consecration. It's more than prayer, fasting, and reading the Bible. Consecration. Sometimes we just need to just totally, God, here I am. Mind, body, and soul. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Don't live a lame life, a lame spiritual life, but let it be healed. In the book of Psalms 41, verse 4, David said, I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul. How many know that our souls get sick? When you have sin in your life, that is a sickness. Jesus himself, he said, they that are whole or those that are healthy don't need a physician. They don't need a doctor. Then he went on to say, I came not to call the righteous to repentance, but sinners. Amen. I thank God that he came to call me. Praise God. I thank God that he looked down and had mercy and came to call me. He said, I said, Lord, be merciful unto me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against thee. I have sinned against thee. Praise God. Now, let's continue reading the rest of that story. Follow peace with all men. Follow peace with all men. We need to be peaceful with everybody. We cannot be selective. Oh, I don't want to be. My God. They don't see it the way I see it. Well, big deal. Are they trying to live right? Are they trying to do right? Are you trying to live right? Are you trying to be right? Or are you trying to be contentious instead of being peaceful? It says, follow peace with all men. That's everybody. Whether they're in the church or out of the church, we need to be a peaceful people. Praise God. Because if we're not peaceful, guess what? If we're always combative, we're always going to be in combat. Praise God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. I want to be a peacemaker. I want to be a peacemaker. Because if I'm a peacemaker, amen, if I can bring two fighting factions together in harmony, praise God, spiritual harmony with God, amen. Blessed are the peacemaker, amen, for they shall be called the children of God. I want to be, is there any children of God in here? If you're a child of God or claim to be a child of God, then you need to be a peacemaker. And you need to follow peace with all men. That's the only way you're going to be able to do it. And then it goes on to say, holiness. Follow peace with all men and holiness. Separation from the world. It says, without which no man shall see the Lord. Praise God. Let's not, and this is how you know if you really have peace with people. If you're always trying to avoid somebody, don't do that. Praise God. Now, I always say, hey, you know, I like to greet our visitors. So if I'm avoiding you, if I didn't shake your hand, don't get mad, okay? I love and appreciate everybody, but sometimes I like talking to our visitors. And, you know, I get caught up in a conversation. Amen. I don't want you to be like that song. I forget the name of the song. But that lady comes that says that that man must be he's the most stuck-up man. He didn't shake my hand. You know, talking about the preacher. Praise God. Amen. So don't think that. If I don't shake your hand, it's probably because I'm talking to somebody or I got something else going on. Praise God. Amen. Follow peace with all men and holiness. And holiness. Let's avoid, don't try to avoid people, but we do need to separate ourselves from the world. We can't look like the world. We can't act like the world. We can't talk like the world. Praise God. In the world, they don't have peace. Praise God. I was thinking about it. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day. And was talking about, you know, during the holidays, They think they're having a good time. They're getting drunk, and as soon as they get drunk, they end up fighting. Amen. Fighting and getting into arguments. And I've seen it many times. Praise God. And then let's continue reading. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see God. I'm talking about a healthy church tonight. We need a healthy church. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God. I don't want to fall out of God's grace. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. If you get bitterness in your heart, you get a root, it's going to grow. It's going to grow. Praise God. It's going to grow. And out of that root, wickedness, contentions, vile, envy, strife. Praise God. Like, I was thinking about our garden out there, and there's some weeds out there growing right now. It's cold. Usually when I plant the flowers out there, I'll pull out all the weeds by the roots. Praise God. So if you've got a root of bitterness growing in your heart, you need to grab it and just pull it out of your life by its roots. Because if you don't, it's going to grow. And roots, what the roots do, they suck up all the nutrients out of the ground. And it'll ruin your vegetable garden. It'll ruin your flower garden because it's sucking up all the nutrients out of the ground. Same thing when you get a root of bitterness. It starts sucking up all that is of God out of your life. Starts eating away. Then it becomes a cancer. And then when it becomes a cancer, praise God, it'll spread. It'll spread throughout your spiritual life. And not only that, you'll start having an impact on those around you. A negative impact. Praise God. Amen. You'll become contagious. Anybody heard that term, contagious? Praise God. When somebody gets the flu, COVID is just the flu on steroids. A flu, a cold, or strep throat. You're contagious. Praise God. You know what we need? We need so much of the Holy Ghost that we're contagious with the Holy Ghost, so that when people are around us, amen, they get infected with the power and the Spirit of God. That's, if you're going to be contagious with the Holy Ghost. Let everybody, amen, get exposed to what you have. Let them be exposed to the Holy Ghost that's in your life. Don't let them be exposed to the bitterness that's in your heart. Don't let them get exposed, amen, to all that foolish talking and jesting, amen, that are not convenient. Let them be exposed to the Spirit of the living God, to the Word of God that's in your heart. Be contagious, spiritually contagious with the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. I want people, when I'm around people and I pray for people, I don't want them to catch a disease. I want them to catch the Holy Ghost. Amen. We need a healthy church. Praise God. Amen. I know that in NICUs, I've been in a lot of them, not as much as Sister Kelly, that it's sterile. A lot of places, there's some sterile places. I mean, you just can't go in there the way. Your life needs to be sterile, spiritually sterile. Praise God. Amen. So when the enemy comes against you, let me tell you, our prayer life, our fasting life, our time with God, reading the Word of God, are like, amen, they are like vaccines. It's like a vaccine, a spiritual vaccine. So when the devil comes against us, he has no power over us. He has no authority over us. Praise God. It's just like the vaccines that these little babies get. Amen. I don't know how old. I guess they get up to 5 or 6 years old now. I don't know. They're always getting shots on their legs, poor things. Praise God. Amen. But they don't get the polio. They don't get measles. They don't get chicken pox. They've been vaccinated. Maybe they'll get them when they're older, but it doesn't affect them. It doesn't kill them like it used to. Praise God. Amen. Because let me tell you, the devil is going to come against you. The spirits are going to come against you. And if we don't have the Holy Ghost, if we don't have the Holy Ghost leading us and guiding us and protecting us, if we are spiritually unhealthy, we are going to get infected by the devil. I don't want to be infected by the devil. Praise God. Amen. We just need to be sick and tired of being sick. Sick and tired of being spiritually sick. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. Healthy couples like we have here, they're fruitful. Amen. We need spiritually fruitful couples. We need some spiritual fruitful couple. Amen. We need some new souls to be born in the kingdom of God. Amen. Praise God. I know we have some new souls that are being born here in the church, but we need some old souls being born again in the kingdom of God, being born again by water and of spirit. Amen. And if you're healthy, if you're spiritually healthy, stay healthy. Keep doing what you're doing. If you feel like I'm spiritually healthy, I'm reading, I'm praying, I'm fasting, I'm doing the best that I can with the help of the Holy Ghost, amen, keep doing what you're doing. But if not, just do an inventory. Why? And it's easy. Why aren't things going right for me? What can I do to make my spiritual life better? Praise God. I even want my dreams to be spiritual. Praise God. When I go to sleep at night, I want to dream about spiritual things. I'm talking godly things, not bad things. Spiritually godly things. I don't want to, amen. I want to see souls saved. I want to see, amen, church multiply, grow. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to see it. I'm going to see it. I was listening to Brother David Bernard the other day. He was witnessing or testifying about the churches that he had started. And he said he was eager to see it grow. He said, but even after implementing things that they had implemented, he said he didn't see no growth till several years. I'm thinking, my God, I don't want to wait that long. Praise God. Amen. I want to see growth. Amen. But I started thinking about what he said. And okay. Amen. Because you know what? It takes time for a seed to sprout because it needs to be watered. And then when it sprouts, it needs to break through the ground. Praise God. Once they get out of their cells and let that speed, that seed come forth, grow. Praise God. I see our church. I believe we have faith in here. Praise God. I believe that we have faith. I believe that our church is growing. Amen. It's already broken through the ground. Praise God. And soon we're going to see a lot of fruit. I still believe that God is going to draw souls by his spirit. Praise God. Because I'm going to pray for it. I'm going to fast for it. And I'm going to study the word of God for it. Whatever it takes in my life. My only purpose in life right now is just living for God. I don't have a family. Praise God. I don't have a business that I got to take care of. I do a side job, amen, to earn an extra few dollars to spend on whatever I want. But my only obligation is to consecrate myself to God and to learn from him. Praise God. Amen. Can we clap our hands up to the Lord? Thank you, Jesus. We need a healthy church. Praise God. In the book of John, 3 John, he's talking to, I believe it's Gaius. And he said, to my beloved Gaius, I believe that's the fellow's name. He said, I would that thou wouldest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Praise God. I'm going to read it real quick. The elder unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things. So I guess we can wish. We can wish for something. I wish, you know, I think, well, we shouldn't wish. Well, John says, I wish. So I'm going to wish too. He said, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. I want to be healthy physically, and I want to be healthy spiritually. Praise God. Amen. And I definitely want to prosper in the Lord. Does anybody here want to prosper in the Lord? Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I told you it wasn't going to be that long. Oh, man, I guess I did. It was just two scriptures. Praise God. Let's all stand. Praise God. Praise God. Don't let cancer eat you up spiritually, and don't let the root of bitterness eat you up spiritually. Praise God. Amen. Take some immune. People take that elderberry and take vitamin A, B, C, D, E. I don't know what other vitamins they are. Praise God. Amen. Read your word. Build up your spiritual immune system with the word of God and with prayer and fasting. Amen. Everybody understand? And I quoted that scripture partially. I'm going to finish it. Bodily exercise profiteth little. I was talking about keeping. But godliness is profitable unto all things, everything. Exercise thyself, therefore, unto godliness. Praise God. You want to be spiritually fit? Start exercising godliness into your life.